Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the HUG hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about the different types and styles of adult toys you can use in your bedroom.
And there's a quote from Michael Jordan that says, just play, have fun, and enjoy the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something a lot of us could probably take a little more heart, take a little more into our own bedrooms with that. But we're going to be digging into it a lot in today's show. But first, we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And this week's hug is sponsored by KiwiCo. And we're going to be sharing more about how they deliver hands-on science and art projects for all ages a little bit later in the show. The hug we received came from an email, and it said, we have a 1.5-year-old son and have often felt like we miss each other and all the quality time and intimacy we had pre-baby.
Mm.
I found the One podcast last summer and listened to it daily and would discuss it with my husband. Eventually, he started listening. Now when he travels, we both try to listen to the same one and then discuss that on the evening phone calls instead of the same, how was your day type of conversations. We have always had a strong and loving marriage, but One has given us tools to have deeper conversations and to refocus and reorient as we figure out new jobs, parenthood, etc.
Mm.
We've been doing more date nights and trying to do less TV and mundane tasks in the evening and instead talk, play games, and sit outside. One show that really brought on tons of conversation and a new understanding was show 003, Rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are 6 days into the 60-day challenge and looking forward to sending that We Did It email.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's all about being intentional and taking action.
Especially in a season like this couple where, mm-hmm. you know, new baby and kids or jobs and all that kind of stuff, it can just really be a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing what happens when a couple gets intentional about
yeah.
their marriage. And what Tony had mentioned at the top of the show is that this is going to be another one of those areas where you and your spouse may find a new level of intentionality. You know, years ago, we were at this place in our marriage where, you know, the kind of the sex toys was sort of there in the background, but it wasn't really being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, and as a result, we realized this was another one of those questions that needed to show up on the 19 questions to amazing sex with your spouse. And if you haven't gotten that resource yet, I do want to encourage you to pick it up at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/19questions, because we realized that we weren't the only couple out there that didn't really know how to bring up the sex toy idea into a conversation.
True.
I mean, it was something that we struggled with, and we know that a lot of you have actually used the resource, the 19 questions, to bring up the question. And maybe some of you have said, hey, let's check out this website together, or you've asked your spouse, you know, the question, you know, the very tentative question, would you be willing to try? Or maybe you've had conversations after a drink or two about what you're curious about. And as this started to show up again in some emails that we received, we realized it's been almost 300 shows since the last time that we did a show strictly around sex toys,
mm-hmm.
which, given that we're coming up on our 500th show, that's been quite a while.
That is a long time ago.
Quite a while. And the fact of the matter is that a lot has changed, not just in who Tony and I are, but in what our sexual intimacy looks like, what the role sex toys has in our marriage, it's where we were, if you listen to that show, that I think it's right around 300 or two something, that, you know, your marriages grow.
Mm-hmm.
And your understanding and your mindset around sex toys and that type of thing changes as well.
Yeah.
You know, over the years, we've tried a number of different things ourselves. I remember the mini vibrator.
That was one of our big ones.
Yes.
That we used for a long time. It was almost the substitute to actually engaging in foreplay with each other in an emotional level. It was very simple, and it was just something that we just sort of threw on and just went at it. I've I've used penis rings mm-hmm. in the near future here, or the near
recent future, recent past,
near future. Where am I going here? In the recent past, that's something that I've used personally mm-hmm. and something that has heightened that sexual intimacy and that pleasure. So it's something that I think wasn't on my radar years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, when we did that show many years ago, it was more about what is it that, and again, I'll come from a place of years ago, I always thought adult toys or sex toys were mainly for the wife. Mm. It was something that was used to only please her. And like I said, in the recent past, coming across like that penis ring or other products that are also for us men, us husbands, to enjoy sex with our spouse. Like a penis ring, what it's doing is when you put it on, it's actually constricting around your penis, mm-hmm. which gives you a higher intensity orgasm or ejaculate when you ejaculate. So it's even more intense when you do.
Well, and it's those types of things. And I'm glad you actually brought it up that, you know, it can seem very one-sided, right? You had this perception of sex toys as really being for her, or in this case for me, you know, for the woman. And as you explore what's out there, there are, you know, toys out there that are for her, for him, for both.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, think about like a blindfold. Mm-hmm. A blindfold can be used on either spouse, right?
And even if only one spouse is blindfolded, there can be anticipation, pleasure, excitement mm-hmm. for both.
True. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys have heard us over the years talk about, you know, toys like the dice, you know, the sex dice where it has like you roll one and it's got positions on it. You roll the other and it's got a body, or it's got an action and a body part.
Yeah. And there's even some now that you're rolling four dice at times, and there's all sorts of things that start to come up that give you the ability to try different things on each other. And some of them even incorporate adult toys onto those as well.
Mm-hmm. And so it's looking at those different things, and it's looking at the fact that, you know, sometimes the toys are just for a season. Mm-hmm. You know, Tony mentioned earlier about the mini vibrator, and it was totally a substitute in our marriage. I think that's, you know, part of the catalyst behind that show that we did all those years ago, maybe last year before, is your vibrator a crutch?
Yes.
Because I remember mm-hmm. our bed was right under, we had windows in our bedroom, and our bed was right under the window, and we had sheer drapes. And so it literally would just like hang up there. And the moment we started to have sex, I would just kind of like put my hand up and grab it and hand it to you and be like, yeah, I'm done. Like, do this.
Yeah. I forgot that. That's so true. It was just like in a little, I don't even know if it was in like a little discreet baggie or anything, but I remember it was right there on that window shelf. And you would just grab it and we'd just go, and that was it.
That was it. And, you know, and that was part of the reason we actually stopped using it, because it did fall into that crutch for me. It fell into that crutch category. I wasn't connecting with Tony. I was just like, look, I know this works. I know I can be done in about 3 minutes. Just do it. There wasn't a lot of emotional connection there. And that is something to keep in mind with toys, because they can become a crutch. And then sometimes they just become part of your toolbox, right? They become part of what you have, and you go to them from time to time, but it's not an every time type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is that, you know, all those years ago when we first started talking about it, it was an awkward conversation.
Very much so. And I think that's why it got to a place where you and I, it became so routine, and it became that crutch because we didn't know how to discuss it much more than that.
Right. We had introduced it into our bedroom, and then it was like, what's next?
What do we do with this? And it's working, so let's not have any other conversations around it, because then it may not be a part of it at all. And I think that's where the place is here when we're talking about adult toys. You may be using something and going, this just isn't working anymore. And maybe you've had that conversation where you introduced it. So now you're going, if I say something, what's that going to be? So it may be time though for you to go, all right, this isn't the best way for us to use this sex toy, or maybe it's time we venture into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe for you husbands, man, for you guys out there who are just going like, wow, I would love to have something for myself as well. You know, check those things out. I will say everything that we're going to share today is not everything, but a lot of what we're sharing today is on our Amazon shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/AmazonShop. That way you guys can just look and see what we're talking about and discuss them together. Maybe something piques your interest, grab it. Maybe something doesn't, it's okay.
Absolutely. And you know, this whole idea of talking about sex toys and how you have that conversation and what you're introducing is really, it's an interesting topic. Because you might see it on the cover of a magazine when you're in a grocery store. You might hear it in passing, that type of thing. But to actually, you know, sit down and have that conversation with your spouse, it can feel uncomfortable. For some of you, it may feel like you're crossing some sort of imaginary line. Right. Mm. It may be that you don't want to be seen going into, you know, if you could see my hands, I'm putting up the quotes. You don't want to be seen going into that kind of store. Or maybe you don't even know if it's okay if married couples do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you've got all of this head stuff, all of this, you know, all of these thoughts running through your head. And yet there's a curiosity factor. Right. And so we asked you, all of you, on an Instagram story last week, we said, you know, have you ever use sex toys or games?
Mm-hmm.
Just have you ever? And 52% of you said yes. And, you know, we mentioned it a few minutes ago, but I do feel that it bears repeating that toys are never a replacement for you or for your spouse, for that connection between the two of you. And I did actually just think of that show number. It's show 393, which was, is your vibrator a crutch?
There it is.
So, you know.
And we've been there. And that's why we can share from a place of that you need to understand it's there to enhance your sexual fulfillment. Don't make it become the crutch, because I will tell you, they're fun. And yet when the emotional intimacy is stripped from your sexual intimacy, that's where you got to go, all right, this is not working for us. And that's just where we're at. And we want you to have fun with these. And we still use toys ourselves. We do. We enjoy them. It's that conversation, though, is, hey, would you like to introduce something? Is the one conversation. And then once it's introduced, it's the let's make sure that this thing doesn't become the only way that we're able to have sex together.
Well, and that's where it really becomes about having that open communication,
mm-hmm.
and not having it just be a one-time conversation.
Correct.
Right? It's like so many things around your sexual intimacy. It's not a one and done. It's not like, okay, well, if I introduce this sex toy, then this is, you know, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm. And if it is forever, ever, and ever, then you got to go, okay, we need to make a change. Like, we have to have that interruption and that conversation, because it's taking too much away from you guys. And I think, if I'm correct, you've had coaching clients in the past where you've had to discuss this.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Right.
Because just like us, you know, where we were when we were using the vibrator, and it was, you know, it was that just that instantaneous, or not instantaneous, that reflexive reaction there to just grab it and go. There are a lot of couples for whom whatever the toy is, and predominantly it's a vibrator, because, you know, that's just what they've fallen into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows it works for her, she knows it works for her. And so it's like, okay, well, this works. And really what it's done is it's become a replacement for that emotional connection. It's become one-sided. Right? Because when it's so routine, there is, you know, it's kind of like having sex. You know, we talked about this in the very first book, Stripped Down, where we talked about not having sex in the same way at the same time every day.
Or in the same place.
Yeah.
Even.
You know, where it was so routine. And your sexual intimacy was not supposed to be like that. It wasn't just supposed to be about the benefits for one person. Sex is meant to bring a couple together. And the toys are a way for the two of you to become more unified, to enjoy each other, to find out what works. And truth is, it takes time to find out what toys may work for you and what toys may not. And it's okay if you try something and it doesn't work.
And I think a big part of it too is within your sexual intimacy, the bringing in of the toys, or even some games like you're talking about with the mm-hmm. dice, or like maybe a sex stack or something of that, there is a sense of anticipation. There is a sense of heightened excitement and pleasure with one another, because you will be outside of your comfort zone when you first begin doing this. I will tell you, having used a number of toys ourselves, and even me, you know, putting on a penis ring wasn't something like I was just like, oh, well, that's going to be just great. It's going to be all this. No, I had to learn, like, was that? I mean, I remember the first couple of times just going, okay, was that what it was supposed to be? Is that enhancing the relationship? And there are many different kinds. The one I had was just one silicone ring. There's others that have like little bunny ears on it, so they actually act as a vibrator. So there are other ways that can be used. But and it's something that I'll go to at times, and times when I'm just like, no big deal.
Well, and I'm laughing because I think of the different vibrators that we've tried over the years and the fact that some of them have been really noisy. Mm-hmm. And yes. We've shared on the shows, we've talked about, you know, music in the bedroom and things like that, that if something is really noisy, it's a distraction to me.
Other than the sound and sleep machine.
Yes.
That's the only thing that you can, that sound wise, that doesn't interrupt our sexual intimacy.
Correct. Because when we have really noisy vibrators and we've had this, it makes me laugh. I mean, it'll just be like, and my head is like, why is there so much extra noise in the moment? And that's one of those things. And I share it because it's still like you, I'm sure you can hear kind of the giggle and the smile on my face right now, because those could be those instances where you try a toy and because of the sound or the different vibrations, because now, I mean, some of the toys that are out there have got like 25 different settings. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but there are a lot.
Well, we purchased one recently and it has like 9 different settings. And no kidding, picked it up off of Amazon. Again, we love things that just come discreetly to our home. You know, our kids don't know. Nobody knows. We get it. And I was like, right on. Here it is. We talked about it. I was like, let's just get it. Using it that first time. And I could tell instantly, like once it went on, Elisa was just like, what is going on here? And for me, and this is part of those conversations we have to have around adult toys, right? Because we can feel rejected very quickly, because it's like, oh my gosh, this is it. We had the conversation. We finally had this conversation. We finally picked up this toy. And again, it could be a vibrator. It could be a cock ring. It could be a dildo. It could be many different things. And we're going to talk about some of those here a little bit more and what they do and how to use them. And yet, if it doesn't go exactly the way we expected, then we feel the rejection. And then it's not. That's where we have to connect emotionally. And maybe in that moment, it's like, all right, let's just put this down. It's okay. Like I knew enough to just go, okay, let's put this down, because it's not gonna get us to where we want to go. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And we've had to have subsequent conversations around it. And why is that? And finally it came out and Elisa goes, it was the noise. It's that sound. It's too loud and it completely throws me off.
Well, and you know, there's so much variety out there. And so we do want to talk about these things and how to bring it up and what the one family likes to use. But first, we want to thank this week's sponsor. I mentioned it at the top of the show that it is KiwiCo. And the truth is that our kids are the future and it's our job to prepare them for that. So empower the kids in your life to be creative, confident, and fearless in all their endeavors with KiwiCo's innovative projects. KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. And for those of you that don't know, STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. For those of you that are parents, we know that you're super busy and you're always on the go. It can be tough to go grocery shopping, work, feed your family, go to soccer practice, and squeeze in some time together. KiwiCo makes it easy to work together with your child to create an engaging and exciting project. And we've seen this with our own friends' kids who we were able to share that KiwiCo with them and to watch their confidence as they were putting together hydraulic claws and robots and things like that. And they were just so excited about what they were able to accomplish. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything that they want to be. There's no commitment. You can cancel at any time. They have monthly options starting at $19.95 a month, including shipping. And for the one family, go to kiwico.com/one to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/one and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/one. So sex toys, where do you start? The truth is that you got to start with your taking stock of where you are.
Yes. Right? I would say take stock of both of you where you are.
Well, but it's an individual thing.
Yeah, I understand it's an individual thing, but we also need to discuss it together, because I understand it's individual and we've been there.
Yes.
And yet together as husband and wife, where are we?
And that's an excellent point, because there can be different comfort levels. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about this for years now, that there are different comfort levels when it comes to sexual intimacy and to what's okay and to what you're willing to try. And that's where that conversation comes. And we've said probably from the very beginning of the One Extraordinary Marriage show that as part of that conversation, the two of you only go as far as the most conservative spouse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've shared that for years. And what that means is that if your spouse says no, then the next question is that a hard no? Is that like a no, not ever? Or is that a no, not right now?
Yeah, because your spouse may feel uncomfortable in that moment. And the easiest thing to say is no. And we've been there ourselves, and it's taken us some years to get to that point where it's like, okay, well, is it no to this item?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it no to this item? Or is it just a blatant no? Because I will say some folks can have a very hard no on, say, a dildo, but a vibrator is okay. They could have a hard no to blindfolding you or them because of something that may have happened in their childhood that gets brought up when they think about that you don't even know about yet. Right. So it's interesting how when we talk about a lot of these areas, especially in our sexual intimacy, things from our past get uncovered. And when we talk about adult toys and sex toys, it's one of those things that can come up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we may have saw something that our parents said or did or didn't do or whatever it may have been that is now brought into our lives and our marriage. And that's stuff that you got to work through.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will tell you, as a guy who's been married 22 years and never really thought about these things years ago, they do bring pleasure. They do bring excitement. There is an ability for Elisa and I to connect in a different way, but it took us some time to get to that place.
And there was a lot of baggage. You know, both of us had stuff in our past that came out as we were having these conversations around toys. And, you know, we've talked a lot today about kind of the toys that everybody sort of knows about, you know, the vibrators and you know, penis rings, things like that.
I don't know if everybody knows about penis rings. I mean, that was still a recent past for me to learn about them, but maybe you guys do. You're probably ahead of me in those things.
Well, what I want to say is I want to share some of the other things that are out there that maybe people haven't heard about, because
yes,
the fact of the matter is with vibrators and whatnot, there's like, you can find just, you can pick them up at, you know, your local pharmacy, drugstore, you can order them online. They've got remote control. They've got, you know, large, small, whatever. So I don't want to
I don't know if they're remote control, but they're Bluetooth.
They have some that are like, they have like remote control like devices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All the ones I've been seeing recently are more Bluetooth. So there's an app on your phone and then you're able to control that and use that.
Well, I actually saw one of the prostate massagers, which is to bring up. Actually does have its own little handy dan. And I think the company, it's made by Lilo. I think they said
it's made by who?
Lilo,
L-E-L-O. Okay.
It actually has a range of like 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So like basically you could be in like, you know,
separate rooms.
Totally. Like somebody could be upstairs on one end of the house and somebody could be upstairs in the bedroom on the opposite side of the house. You got 40 feet. Wow. Mm-hmm. But the app one, and I do want to go back to this. There are a lot of apps where I know couples when they've been long distance. So whether it's due to work or deployments or things like that, because of the apps, they can still engage in sex toys mutually because they have the apps on their phone.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Who would have known?
Way to have sex when you're long distance with your spouse.
Yes. There you go.
Craziness.
Yeah. And hey, doing something like that where you're at, good on you guys. Stay connected sexually. I mean, together. That is key. And using a toy like this that allows you to do that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these other ones that we want to share are from folks in the One Family. Some of them are from our Position of the Month Club Summit partners who shared with us. And they range. And Elisa and I are not, I'm going to share, we are not experts on every single adult toy out there. We're not. We have our range of what we like to use. And some of these are ones that we're like, wow, we really want to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we learned like one was a clitoral stimulator. And the main brand is called Womanizer. And this came from one of our summit partners. And she said that the great thing about this is that it's quiet.
Hallelujah.
Right? It's air that is creating the sensation. And so when she brought that up, I was like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what we need to find. Like Elisa and I need to get, because I didn't realize that, because again, like we shared earlier, the sound for Elisa just throws her off. Mm-hmm. You could go with things like a glass dildo and start using like cool. You could put it in a freezer. Mm-hmm. Someone else shared this, like they, because they like using heat and ice and different sensations that bring pleasure. So you can use like a glass dildo or other dildos that are like flesh style, mm-hmm. and they can heat up. You know, you could heat those items that allow for a sensual feeling during the moment.
Well, and you bring up a really good point that, you know, as we're talking about the different toys and things like that, is don't miss out on what you may already have at home, right? There are different ways to bring that element of play and fun, mm-hmm. just with temperature, right? You can add that to the toy. I mean, we all have ice cubes. Well, most, you know, I mean, at least we all have refrigerators that still make ice. I don't know if they're all ice cubes, right? But you can add that to your toys. You can have that sensation. You can use things like a prostate massager. I mentioned it a few minutes ago, but even just learning more about what that does and how it triggers the prostate for a man to have more intense orgasms.
Yeah. And then another one was called Fleshlight. Now, there are some of you out there who penetration is right now in a time might not be doable because of medical reasons or what have you. And so you still want to connect sexually. Mm-hmm. So typically, hey, we've been in a season like that and it's a, you know, at least it's a hand job. So there is a product called Fleshlight that allows a man to put his penis inside of this. And it allows for that sensation and feeling. There are different types and the wife can then use that to jack them off.
Yeah.
And that's something else though, but that's a toy that one of our partners brought up to me that I was like, I had no idea. And though I looked at it and I was like, well, do we mention that? And you know what? Yeah. For some of you who that the penetration right now, because of whatever reason, that might be what you need in this time, in this season. I'm not saying you're going to use it forever, but he seemed to really enjoy it and his wife seemed to really enjoy it because of the pleasure they both got.
Well, and one thing I want to say, and our summit partners did bring this up to us, is that, you know, doesn't matter what you use, just make sure that if you have kids, that you have some sort of storage.
Yes.
Because it can be awkward for everyone if somebody wanders into your bedroom and pulls out your toys and says something like, mommy or daddy, what's this? And you're not really prepared to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Right. So one of the things that we do have in the Amazon shop is this amazing book storage safe that looks like a book. So, you know, some of your kids may not even go and like discover it. And it's got a locking combination that only the two of you know.
Yeah. Or if you have bigger items and not going to fit in there, just get a big old safe.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody else made a chest and underneath the chest, there was a secret compartment. So for those of you who are handy and want to make something cool that only you guys know about, make sure. Because, hey, that's a conversation, right? Because if you're feeling that, wow, if we have these out and somebody sees it, hey, mom or dad comes over to the house or the kids see it, that could be a no-go. And yet, what if we had a way to discreetly keep those hidden for our pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
Because we enjoy using them.
Yeah.
And that helps you guys to get in the mindset of going, okay, using some sex toys will heighten it. It'll give us a new sensation that we can use from time to time.
Mm-hmm. And the important thing is that whatever you choose to remember, that it's what works for the two of you, what brings the two of you closer, what enhances lovemaking for the two of you. You need to start the conversation and see where it goes. Yeah. And as we wrap up this show, I just want to share with all of you that in 2 weeks, we're going to be celebrating the 500th episode of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. And we really want all of you to be a part of it. We want you to send us your hugs. We're going to mm-hmm. read as many yes. of them as we can on the air. So send your hug to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Put in the subject line 500th show, and we're going to get to as many of those as we can on the air. We can't wait to celebrate with you, all of you.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, hopefully we gave you something to think about this week. Talk about, bring it up, and share. And even for yourself. I mean, you may be listening to this and just going, wow, maybe for myself, this is what I want to try. And just let your spouse know. Don't even have them ask you. Don't even have them bring up the topic. Maybe it's just like, hey, I want to try this the next time we have sex. And so go out there, go try it, go use it, explain why you like it, what worked, what didn't work, and move there. You're always growing. So don't take it as a place of they didn't like it or they didn't like ever seeing something new. But this is just a starting point for the two of you. We love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and we will catch you next week. Love you guys.